This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next, let's bring in Jim Ryan this morning. He is following the investigation into the death of actor Gene Hackman and his wife in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Jim, where does this stand this morning?
Well, awaiting test results, essentially, Susan. Yeah, we know what we know from the affidavit that was signed and executed by state troopers there in New Mexico on the home. And this all happened on Wednesday afternoon, 1:45 or so. But they had to clear the house first. The gas company came out, made sure there were no gas leaks that might have led to the deaths of Gene Hackman and Betsy Arakawa, his wife. They found that there was no leak. And so carbon monoxide gas leak apparently has been ruled out. But still, the two may have been dead for as long as 2 weeks. It had been that long since the maintenance crew that discovered the two yesterday or on Wednesday had been in touch. So still a lot of questions about this case, Susan.
Jim, what can be said about maybe the position that the bodies were found in? If they were found on the floor, on an upright in a chair or something, maybe something like that. I know that Betsy Arakawa's body was found surrounded by pills.
Well, there was a pill bottle on the counter. She was found in a bathroom lying on her side. The affidavit says that there was a space heater near her head. It looked as though she had fallen and taken that space heater with her, according to the investigators looking at the case. Hackman was found in a mudroom, a room that led to the outside. He, too, was on his side. His sunglasses were nearby. There were no prescription drugs found near him. And then, of course, they found the dog, a German shepherd dead in a crate in the closet, a dog kennel. Two other dogs were wandering around the property. The door was ajar. It wasn't forced open. It apparently was just left open, and which kind of adds to the mystery. The deputies who looked at the scene first said that they found no signs of a forced entry, Lucas.
And, you know, that's interesting, Jim, because the 911 caller said he saw the bodies through the windows and that there was no access to the house, but the door was open.
Yeah, well, at least one door. There were some discrepancies, and it could be that in the panic of the moment, if you will, the fog of war, that maintenance worker who made the 911 call, and I've listened to that call, that he didn't check that particular door that was open. So, yeah, there were some little discrepancies between the affidavit, what the investigators found, and that 911 call from the maintenance worker.
All right, a lot to sort through here. Jim, thank you. That's Jim Ryan.
Thanks,
joining us live here this morning on WBEN.